WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Now, from the Disney MGM Studios in Florida, it's the Siskel and Ebert 500th Anniversary Special.
Hear that applause? That's one big problem with Siskel and Ebert's 500th Anniversary Special. An audience that treats them more like stars than critics. To celebrate their 14 years of making shows together, Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert got their act together and took it on the road to the new Disney MGM Studios at Walt Disney World. They put on tuxedos, stand before a live audience, and tell the kind of dumb jokes that they would ridicule if they were reviewing them instead of delivering them.
Very smart man right over here. Actually, it happens all the time. People think I'm Gene Siskel. On my way over here, somebody said, "You're Gene Siskel, aren't you?" And I said, "No, I'm Roger Ebert." And they said, "Oh, yeah, you're the other guy." And I said, "No, he's the other guy."
Then comes a good part, a look back at the early years of Siskel and Ebert, when they branched out from their newspaper jobs to talk about films for local Chicago TV stations, including one public TV job that, after 2 years as a low-budget local program, went national as a show called Sneak Previews. This special shows us samples from those formative years, in which both critics are quieter than they are now. Unfortunately, you can't say the same thing about this special's soundtrack, which ruins almost every taped segment with its tacky and annoying music.
It was the fall of 1975, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was premiering, when Chicago's public broadcasting station, WTTW, decided there should be more talk on TV about the movies.
Two film critics talking about the movies, and this is Roger Ebert, the film critic from the Chicago.
Even the interesting stuff, where Siskel and Ebert talk about how they came to love movies, is destroyed by some hopelessly sappy musical accompaniment.
"This is where I first went to the movies, at the Princess Theater on Main Street in Urbana, Illinois. It's now renamed the Cinema, but you know, this box office, stainless steel, is exactly the same."
And when it's not the music that's too loud, it's that audience. When these critics show samples of some of their typical arguments, the studio audience watching those highlights provides an instant and intrusive laugh track.
"And indeed, I found the nature of photography to be very interesting myself."
"I don't know what's wrong with you. You're really in the holiday season this year. You're giving out gift reviews. So if a friend asked me to see it..."
There's also a David Letterman-style top 10 list of the questions Siskel and Ebert most hate being asked, examples of some of the comics and films who have poked fun at them, and even a blooper segment where we learn the particular mantra Siskel and Ebert chant as a warm-up exercise before each show.
"I feel good today. This is going to be a great show. Hold on a second. Here.
Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old."
For most of this stuff, I give the show a thumbs down. Even when the concepts are good, the production and execution are weak. But there are times when Siskel and Ebert forget themselves, or rather, remember themselves, and actually present an opinion or two. They each name the best film they'd seen since they started working as a team and identify a film review they'd rewrite if they could.
"I think if I went back to re-review The Graduate, I would no longer say that the Simon and Garfunkel songs on the soundtrack were instantly forgettable."
For their opinions, which, after all, are what got them where they are, I give Siskel and Ebert in this anniversary show a thumbs up. Okay, so I'm disagreeing with myself. But that's the risk you take when you work without a partner.